I'm Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio. And each week, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of the Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic highlights a health issue and then explains how to deal with it naturally. And I'm always learning something from you, Dr. Betty. So welcome, and what are we talking about today?
Good morning, Marilyn. As you know, my passion is really focusing on environmental health, the effects that the environment can have on our health. So the next couple of shows, I wanted to talk a little bit about environmental health and products that we use on our skin and how they can affect our bodies. So, you know, when at this time of year, a lot of patients or a lot of people are actually using sunscreens. And, you know, a lot of sunscreens can contain something called endocrine disruptors. They're compounds, they're chemicals that can mimic our own hormones, particularly estrogen, and they can affect the way our body and our body's hormones function. So I always advise patients to be very cautious in terms of the kinds of products that they're applying on their skin, to really avoid things like something called phthalates and parabens. And especially, you know, there's in terms of synthetic chemicals, scented products, they give their distinctive smell, but actually 95% of those scented products actually contain petroleum products. So when we're thinking of ingredients in sunscreens, the kinds of things that we're looking for are ingredients or sunscreens that avoid chemicals called oxybenzones. We really want to avoid chemicals, for example, that have an added insect repellent into the sunscreen. And we also want to avoid something called vitamin A or retinol palmitate, because actually that actually reacts in the presence of sunlight and it can become a carcinogenic ingredient. We also want to avoid things like sprays and powders and anything actually with an SPF above 50. And, you know, sometimes people think, oh, I'm going to be out in the sun. The higher the SPF, the better. But it means that you're actually getting more of the chemicals applied to your skin. And really above about 40, you're not really gaining much more of a benefit. The main thing, of course, is applying it more frequently if you're going into the water, for example, or if you're doing activities and sweating. So when we think of the kinds of ingredients that we're looking for, so, you know, that we actually want to focus on are sunscreens, safer sunscreens, for example, that are blockers. They actually contain zinc oxide, something called avobenzone, and Mexoral SX. Those are often found in European sunscreens. I'm not going to name any names. And I have seen actually some advertisements recently for some North American-based sunscreens that contain these ingredients. And often they're focused on for kids. So anything for kids is probably also good for adults as well.
Well, I was listing some of the things we should avoid, and I stopped at 6, and I guess you probably could post them on your website, or if someone wanted to talk to you about their skin and protecting it for the summer and get some advice on how to do it naturally, how would we reach you?
The best way to reach me, they can call me at my clinic. The number is 905-707-2001, and the website for the clinic is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
So 905-707-2001, thornhillnaturopathic.ca. There's a link from marylands.ca under the sponsor expert list. And if you want to talk to Dr. Betty, she, as everyone on the team, offers you a complimentary consultation. You can have 15 minutes of Dr. Betty's time either by phone or in person. So write the number down. And if you want to protect your skin for the summer and do it naturally, here's a person you can ask the questions of and get good answers. 905-707-2001. That's 905-707-2001, Dr. Betty Rosendahl, the Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic. Thank you, Dr. Betty. I'm going to be looking for those products, and I look forward to learning more next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.